Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us now to talk about what he has seen so far through the first couple of days, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner. Welcome back, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
It's going all right. Let's talk about some of these young DBs here. And we got to work in the Terp, you know, since we're the flagship home and, you know, you're a Maryland dude and all that, Bo Braid. But of the young first, second year defensive backs, knowing it's a crowded backfield, but a need at safety, who are some that may have stood out or may have kind of not hurt their chances, but have underperformed with a big opportunity in front of them?
It's a good question. There really haven't been a whole lot of big plays that have been against those guys. I think DJ Tampa had a kind of mediocre day yesterday, you know, gave up a couple decent gains. Again, standing where I am, you don't really know exactly who is at fault and for what. I haven't really seen anything stand out one way or the other with Longer Beam or with Kone. Obviously, Kone got toasted on that Devontae Walker deep shot that I believe Cooper Rush wildly underthrew. So that should have been a deep completion that he gave up. And then, you know, Malachi Starks obviously has been everything the Ravens sold us on him being and more. He had a couple nice plays yesterday, you know, breaking up the pass to Charlie Kohler and then basically being the lucky recipient of a kind of wild Lamar Jackson deep shot to no one in particular. So I think you have to be happy with where those guys are. I think, you know, if I'm not mentioning someone, it's probably because they've done a good job and they just haven't been targeted. You know, I know he's not a young guy, but there hasn't really been a whole lot of attention paid to Chido Awuzie in camp. And I think that's probably a good sign so far that he's just not really being targeted all that often. So the fact that I'm not mentioning someone is probably a good sign for their candidacy.
I tell you, a guy that stood out a little bit yesterday, you know, had the interception was Lowry, number 30, you know, and it was a hell of a pick because he made a great jump on the ball.
Yeah, I just I don't want to spend too much bandwidth, you know, talking about these guys who I think are, you know, at this point, practice squad guys at best. I mean, I guess it's possible that Lowry just continues to build on what he did in OTAs and minicamp and jumps the line. And, you know, I think they've been experimenting with him somewhat in terms of where he lines up, and maybe that versatility gives him the edge on a Kane or a Braid in this ultimate pecking order. But it's just so hard for me to see, considering, you know, where everyone is on the roster cut down math, like that an undrafted free agent in the secondary, no less, would be likely or even probable of making this team.
Hey, Jonas, you know who's impressed me after 2 days and he looks in much better shape and running better is Roquan. I mean, like, he had that wheel route, you know, yesterday with Justice Hill and ran stride for stride with him all the way down the field. So, and like when they do the team stuff, it just seems like he's in the hole all the time. He's playing fast, playing aggressive. I think he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I think so too. I can't even recall if he had a single forced fumble last year. So the fact that he's punching the ball out on Charlie Kohler yesterday was a good sign. And I was right there with you with the wheel route coverage. I mean, obviously it's a little bit of different speed for Justice Hill and Keith Mitchell, but I think we forget just how hard it is for some of these linebackers to stay attached to these guys on these vertical routes. I mean, Teddy Buchanan is a 4.6 guy. And Keith Mitchell was running away from him.
Five yards or whatever the other day.
Yeah. And Justice Hill is no slouch speed-wise himself. And there Roquan was yesterday in his hip pocket. I mean, I think I couldn't really tell if he, did the veteran savvy thing of holding one arm so that Justice Hill could only get one arm to make the catch. But whatever he did, it was enough to disrupt that ball to catch point. So, I always think just what the Ravens ask of him is more than meets the value of that contract, because he does so much for them as the green dot wearer and the guy who gets everyone organized in the front end and the back end. And, if the Ravens don't play a lot of two off-ball linebacker sets this year, then that's even more pressure on him to be a guy who could, hold up in dime personnel and stuff like that. So he needs to be in the best shape of his life, because he's going to have to do so much for this defense.
Hey, Jonas, I don't know what you think, but I said this morning, I was telling Bob that when I look at Bateman now, he just seems so much more confident in his game. I mean, the wheel route that, like, he toasted Wiggins yesterday on that play. He just, it looks like he knows he's good, he's confident, he's cocky, and this is the first time, looking at him, it's like he'll look at, like, I know I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, the frustrating thing, and I think probably for fans, is if you're going to practice as a Rashad Bateman fan and you get a Wednesday practice instead of a Thursday practice, you might be left wondering, like, is this guy really as good as I think he is? Because he wasn't really targeted, as far as I can recall, on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, pretty early on, we get that incredible deep shot where he catches it in stride. Like you said, Cook Wiggins finds a soft spot with him and Kyle Hamilton. But I mean, like, I've always been a fan of him. I think it was a great sign. I am a little bit unexpected, because I don't think Marlon Humphrey and Rashad Bateman necessarily are, I think they're closer to oil and water than they are to water and water in terms of their temperaments. But it was funny and a good sign, I think, to hear that he has joined that Breakfast Club Leadership Council that is waking up at 6 a.m. to, go get your work in long before practice starts. I think everything that we've seen on social media the past couple of years has reinforced to us that Rashad Bateman is a very diligent, hard worker, a guy who loves getting the reps, doing the stuff in the offseason so that he's 1% better than everyone else around him. So, if that means that it's a lot more deep shots for him this year and a lot more opportunities for him, then I'm all for it. But there are just so many weapons on this offense that I wouldn't be expecting to go to these practices and seeing a fireworks show for Rashad Bateman every single day or even every other day.
Hey, Jonas, how shocked were you? I mean, I was shocked when I, saw the first offense out there and I'm saying, Ben Cleveland, seriously? So it looks like they're alternating guards right now. Left guard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're just being weird for whatever reason. I mean, obviously two more practices away. We got Monday until the pads come on, and we'll get an actual sense of where everyone is. There's a lot of stuff that the Ravens are doing with rotations and keeping guys out, like the Tyler Loop situation. That is a little bit befuddling to me. But obviously, they're going to do what they think is best, and that means that getting people's hopes up that Ben Cleveland, or maybe getting people's hopes down that Ben Cleveland is going to be the starting left guard in Week 1, then that's the prerogative.
Tyler Loop, excuse me. I'm looking at the Jordan Stout. I got my kickers confused. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. But we were talking earlier yesterday, Jonas, last thing for you. Harpsey seems a little fired up. One of the Lounge podcasts, the Super Bowl or bust fake narrative by losers, a one-off one, why Loop wasn't kicking yesterday, talking about Ajabo like he's going to be the second coming of Lawrence Taylor here and question anyone. I guess fake narratives about that, too. Why is John Harbaugh a little fired up here towards the media, and since we're the media, an extension of the fan base, so early in training camp here?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a good question. I think some of these press conferences, you know, you start with a pebble and a couple of minutes later you're dealing with a full-on landslide. I think sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot to get these guys going. You know, obviously speaking as a representative of the Banner, I think the questioning of John Harbaugh on Wednesday about the White House visit, and then the column that my colleague Kyle Goon wrote, which you know seemed like it resonated with certain segments of the Ravens fan base. I'm sure that landed on John Harbaugh's transom at some point on Thursday. I happened to be standing next to Kyle on Thursday when I asked my silly Tyler Loop question. So maybe that was it. And you know, I mean, just did these guys feel pressure? Let's be fully transparent with that. Like, I know that, you know, talking with Vinny yesterday about the whole Super Bowl or bust thing, I'm understanding of the idea that a coach wouldn't be preaching that to his team because, as Lamar said, the focus has to be on now. The focus has to be on training camp. The focus has to be on getting better before you can win the whole shebang. But I think you can't help but avoid these rankings and these listicles that have the Ravens as one of the best rosters in the NFL, one of the best coordinator duos in the NFL. And I know we're a long way from any declarations on whether the season is a success or not, but certainly you've got to feel that somewhere if you're John Harbaugh.
Jonas Schaefer, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Friday?
Yeah, I can't believe it's already Friday, but obviously yes, we're going until Saturday for this week of practices. So just keeping the practice reports rolling. We've got Linderbaum, Malachi Starks, Kyle Hamilton all talking today with John Harbaugh. Got the coordinators talk tomorrow, and the Pats come on Monday. Old friend of your guys' show, Child Walker, formerly of the Sun,
yeah,
is going to be helping us with coverage, doing another five things for us from Monday. So if you're a fan of that, I would suggest checking it out.
Hey, get us one of those Iron Sharpens Irons t-shirts that apparently they give out there at the One Winning Drive, because Alexander was spouting that off yesterday. He is Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have fun out there at One Winning Drive.
Thanks,
today.
Jonas.
All right, guys.
There's Jonas. Oh, the Banner. Well, what's the saying? And not to minimize the significance of the phrase, but taking shrapnel. was Jonas Schaefer yesterday. We'll come back, Funhouse Trip with Quick Draw, and then ripping it with Ryan. Talk about those Orioles and get Ryan's thoughts on the Ravens as well. Super Bowl or bust, not to piss anybody off. Buy or sell, let's count that weekend dough. And then Steve Molesky, he'll be joining us, our colleague here on The Fan. Orioles draft got high marks, and they swayed Little Sway in the not going to Vanderbilt and signing here in Baltimore.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.